Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. First, it was the trains. Now IT systems have been the target of vandalism around France during the Olympic Games. Multiple telecommunications links have been hit, affecting fiber optics and fixed and mobile phone lines. The Park Fire in Northern California burning through 5,000 acres an hour. It has grown to be the biggest in the state of California. President Biden proposing three significant reforms to the U.S. Supreme Court, including, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy, new ethics rules.
The president is urging Congress to pass binding, enforcement, ethics and conduct rules that would have the justices disclosing gifts and recusing themselves from cases in which they or their spouses have conflicts of interest.
Another proposal, term limits of 18 months for the justices and a constitutional amendment that would state that no former president is immune from criminal prosecution after leaving office. The presidential election is now less than 100 days away. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris were both out on the campaign trail over the weekend. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 100 Wisconsin local governments have applied for a sum of $300 million in federal COVID stimulus money. The Flexible Facility Program aims to connect libraries and other public buildings to the Internet. Awards will be announced by October. Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing back on the suggestion that President Biden was pushed aside by big donors and party elites.
Just average people were coming up, and they so respect the work that Joe Biden has done. But they were conveying to me that they appreciate his work, and they asked him to step aside.
Baldwin speaking on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities are investigating a death on Madison's east side. Someone called 911 to report a body yesterday afternoon on Thompson Drive. Officials spent most of the day there investigating. Madison police say this seems like an isolated incident and there's no threat to the community. That's all the information we have from them. We'll update you as we learn more. And you have a chance to hear from the candidates for Dane County Executive tonight. There's a forum at Sequoia Library. It's hybrid, so you can attend in person or you can participate online. All four candidates will be there: Melissa Agard, Dana Pelabon, Wes Sparkman, and Regina Vetiver. They're vying to replace longtime Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, who retired in the spring. Dane County residents will choose the next executive in the August 13th election. However, this person is only filling Parisi's term. Whoever wins here will serve just until April, then we'll have another election in the spring to choose an executive who will serve the next 4 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Jordan Love on his record-breaking contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL in Green Bay. The Packers held practice in pads as training camp enters its second week. Jordan Love completing a 47-yard pass to Christian Watson on his first day back after signing a contract making him the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. Love told me the talks began back in May. I asked him what was it like when he didn't have a deal at the start of camp.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been the waiting game these past couple of days. I'm just trying to be patient. But knowing that it was going to get done here soon. But yeah, I mean, right after we got done, you know, my agents FaceTimed me and gave me the news and broke to me. So it was a very special day hearing that and just going through the whole motions of, you know, obviously getting a contract, being able to be here, and then just obviously being able to get back on the field with the guys. So it was definitely a very special day.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Atlanta Braves. Colin Ray on the mound for Milwaukee. Devin Williams back as the closer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran. And stand-up comedian Zane Lamprey joins me to discuss upcoming dates on the Wisconsin leg of his national tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Donald Trump is chickening out of a debate with Kamala Harris. I think that's a big tell that he's not willing to go toe-to-toe with a former prosecutor like Kamala. Your thoughts on why Donald Trump can't buck up and actually do what he promised he was going to do?
Yeah, if I was Donald, I wouldn't want to see another prosecutor either, especially a black one, because every time it seems like a black prosecutor gets their hands on Donald Trump, it doesn't really go well for him.
No, it doesn't go well for him at all. Hi.
You're back.
I'm back. Anything happened while I was gone?
We have a new presidential candidate.
Oh, that's happened. Hi, I'm Jody Hamilton.
That's been only a week.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
It's been a week. I'm sitting in for Ms. Miller, who got back from a resounding show in Atlanta.
It looked like it was amazing.
It really did. Thank you.
Give us a call if you were at the show and
yes.
Let us know how it was.
Absolutely.
We want to find out.
Absolutely. And Representative Johnson was there. Thank you, Dino Bidala, for helping set that up.
Yeah.
323-410-0458 is the number. This is the Stephanie Miller Show. We have today Rude Pundit, and we think Hal Sparks will know by 8. by the third hour,
right,
we should know. But we do have Rude coming up at the bottom of this hour. So, yeah, things happened while I was gone. It usually happens when she's gone.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it happened when you were gone.
I know. I was at brunch with Lonnie, and all I got a text from Stephanie was the F word.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? So I went on Twitter and I'm like,
oh,
F indeed.
Yeah.
And then my niece texted me and she's like, if they don't put Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket, we're screwed. And I'm like, yes, that is true. Because had they.
Like 20 minutes after Biden's announcement, he said, and I fully endorse Kamala Harris. And that's when everything all started to come together.
Yeah. And
everybody was on board with Kamala by Monday.
Oh, gosh.
It was like, it was crazy how fast that happened.
It was. And she's raised over $200 million already.
Yep.
That's like when they're saying, oh, she can't use Biden's coffers. Well, she doesn't need it now.
Right.
She's got double what they had.
Yes.
So they don't really. It's only 100 days, less than 100 days. I want our elections.
99, I think, today.
I want our elections to only be this long.
Well, yeah.
From now on.
Yeah. This 4 months thing is kind of amazing because there's so much energy that has been compressed into 4 months instead of 2 years.
Right.
So I want this all the time. Now, I talked to a lawyer friend about this, and we can't pass a law saying that we can only have a campaign that's, you know, only so
it's
long
unconstitutional
because of the First Amendment.
Right,
it's government restricting free speech. I get that. However, there are campaign finance laws and rules that can be adjusted to shorten campaign times. Those laws and rules have been used before. They've been court tested and they've passed court muster. So that's what we can do.
We need to overturn Citizens United and a few other things too.
That is going to take a lot of doing because that needs to be overturned by the Supreme Court.
Well, a constitutional amendment could do that too, but that's harder.
It's even harder.
Much harder to deal with.
I'm not sure that that's the way to go. There are other ways we can go to accomplish this.
No, I agree. And because I believe France, it's like 6 weeks or something for their elections.
They don't have a First Amendment, so they can do that sort of thing.
I know.
We have the First Amendment.
I know.
Unless you overturn the First Amendment, which
we don't want to do.
Anybody wants.
Especially in a show kind of like this one.
Exactly.
We really don't want that.
Right, right.
But no, it's been a whirlwind. And I believe I said this on Bob's show last week, and I know you guys have brought it up. Biden had to have had everybody behind Kamala Harris before he made that announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And it was brilliant that he did it after the RNC so that they all piled on him, wasting time, money, effort, Oppo research, all of that stuff on Joe Biden, not even considering that Kamala Harris might be the person that Donald will have to run against. And it looks like we're having the virtual vote next week, correct?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Right, because we're doing it before the Ohio. Isn't that why we're doing it before Ohio?
Yeah, yeah.
Something with their
primary. Yeah, something esoteric that I don't get. So.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. And,
yeah.
And you know, what's funny is Mike Johnson and others are saying that because it's such a late presumptive nominee mm-hmm. that she may not be able to get on all 50 ballots.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is not the case. Because she technically isn't the nominee yet.
Right.
And until the Democrats nominate somebody, that person's name isn't anywhere near a ballot at this moment in time.
Right.
They don't print the ballots until the nominee is done.
Right.
So right now they can start printing the Republican side because Donald and JD, bad choice there, Donnie. Bad choice. Yeah.
They're both so weird. Tim Walz is right. They are both weird. Oh, my God.
Finally, people are noticing.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a election authorities from both parties say that there are no obstacles that would prevent Kamala Harris from appearing on any of the ballots. There's no issue with her appearing on the ballot as long as she's the one who's nominated at the convention, because technically right now the Democrats don't have a nominee. Mm-hmm. Now, if they're doing a virtual vote, then they will by August 7th or whatever. But at the convention, obviously, when it's officially official, mm-hmm. that's when the nominee is announced. That's why when we have had brokered conventions, thankfully, we are not doing it this time. When we've had them before, we don't know. I mean, when Kennedy tried to usurp Jimmy Carter,
mm-hmm.
you know, that screwed Jimmy Carter out of the presidency out of his second election. But you do that sort of, it could have been Kennedy. Everybody
Was there also a relatively strong third candidate that year, Anderson?
I think so.
Yeah. And so that took away a lot of votes from Carter as well.
Right.
So there were a few issues.
Well, and the whole Iran thing with Reagan, you know, breaking the law.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, broker conventions would have, if Kennedy had succeeded, then he would have been the nominee in 1980 and not Jimmy Carter. So there's that. The nominee is not decided until it's decided. So Mike Johnson and others who may try to sue have no standing.
Right.
There's literally, the Democrats are choosing their nominee next month.
Yep.
That's when it's chosen.
Yeah.
So there. And as much as you want to get rid of J.D. Vance, it's not going to happen, kids. He is just...
weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
He's weird, and it's all coming out.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
And he just, it's like, I don't...
It's well, the Harris campaign has already had... opposition research on him.
Right.
They're releasing stuff left and right here about his past, what he said in the past, all the weird things he's said in the past. You know, the cat lady comment. They have that at the ready.
Oh, I'm getting my cat lady for Kamala shirt. It's on its way.
And also the you know, flying black people out of Ohio or preventing black women from being flown out of Ohio to get abortions.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that whole thing they had ready. They've done a lot of opposition research on him already, and they've been ready.
I think they were doing it on everybody that was a potential VP pick.
Sure.
Because that's just smart.
Well, that's what you have to do.
But they haven't been – it's hilarious. You would think that they would have enough oppo research on Kamala Harris since she's been the vice president for 4 years.
The only thing they've said is that she has a weird laugh.
Who cares?
You know, we've heard that for the last 4 years. Come up with something new. Nobody cares about the laugh anymore.
No, it's
right.
The dumbest thing. And it's just, I think the old tropes, the misogyny mm-hmm. and the racism, I don't think they're going to work this time like they did against Hillary Clinton. Unfortunately, it worked against her because she also had 30 years of that behind her.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
They pelted her for a really long time.
And forever.
Yeah, you know, like it or not, it did damage.
Of course it did. I mean, I remember during that election, a friend of mine saying, well, I just don't like her. Well, why don't you like her? And nobody could ever come up with a political reason. I just don't like her.
Yeah.
And that's 30 years of people berating her. Mm-hmm. And while she was the first lady and the first lady in Arkansas, too, mm-hmm. I mean, just because she had the audacity to have ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, ladies, you're not supposed to do that. Yeah. So, I mean, we have a shot this time, everybody, ladies. And the white man call is doing very well, by the way, y'all. Make that Zoom call today.
Yep.
The white ladies did it. Broke Zoom,
mm-hmm.
and it was on you. Good for us.
The homos did it too.
The homos did it. I heard you were going to get on, but you didn't.
It was happened at 6 o'clock at night.
Oh, I'm yeah, you're
that
asleep.
Late. Yeah.
Why would you be bothered with that sort of
Thursday
thing?
Thursday night.
Yeah,
no.
Way too late.
Yeah.
And I was because I could have stayed up for the ladies' call, and I'm like, no, I'll be in bed.
Yeah.
I'm still going to bed at usual
times. We have important things to do for the campaign in the morning.
Right.
So, yeah, we can't stay up that late.
Exactly. Excuse me. So the whole laughing at Trump thing, because he actually said last week, I don't like it when people laugh mm-hmm. at me. Mm-hmm. Why did he admit to that?
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that.
Why would you admit to something like that? Yeah. It just makes people want to point and laugh at you.
Well, we kind of knew this all along.
Right.
But for him to come out and say it, it's like, why? You just, gave us a scab to pick at.
I know. It's so easy to laugh at him.
Yeah.
It's so easy. It is so easy. In fact, we have, number six, Pete Davidson had some comments.
Formerly of SNL?
Formerly of SNL regarding Donald.
Yeah. He doesn't really know how to read, for real. Yeah, and he loves to improv.
Yeah.
So during the table read, before he had to read each line, and he's the host, so he's at everything, he would go, I'm not going to say this. I think I'm going to say it the way I want to say it. Is that okay? Is that okay, Lauren?
And he went on to say this.
This is my favorite part, is there was a sketch that we wrote where he's at Disneyland with his daughter, and the line is, all right, let's get out of here. Turkey legs? Like, let's go get turkey legs.
Right.
And he doesn't know how to read. So he went, all right, let's get out of here, turkey legs. He called his daughter turkey legs.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that was his improv.
Oh, no, it wasn't. And then he looked up, he doesn't get it. He thinks if everybody's laughing with him, but we're all laughing at him. And it was, crazy. He would be like, I did a good job, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Did he need reassurance, a lot of reassurance, or was he pretty confident?
He constantly kept saying how amazing the ratings were going to be.
I mean, really?
He's like, this is going to be number one.
I mean, wow.
It just confirms what we've all thought about him.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a surprise, but it's kind of funny that that's going around right now because Donald doesn't like that.
Right.
Do not play that on Twitter or anywhere else, or put it on Truth Social. Don't do that. It will upset him because the whole hashtag laugh at Trump is just my favorite thing right now.
Yeah.
And it's insane that it boggles my mind. Bob kept playing that audio last week on his show. We're like, play it again. He doesn't like being laughed at. Play it again. And most people don't like being laughed at because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
If you point out something that you've done and you didn't wish you hadn't done it, and somebody laughs at you about it, that's embarrassing. I get that.
Yeah.
But don't admit it. He's not that bright.
No, he's not.
As he calls Kamala Harris low IQ.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Prosecutor versus felon. And he doesn't like being called a criminal.
But he is.
He is a criminal. He's literally a criminal. He committed crimes. He was convicted of said crimes.
Yep.
He's a criminal.
Yep.
And he doesn't like being called that, which also it's like, dude, we're just going to call you. Yeah. We're going to laugh at you and call you a criminal because
absolutely,
it's easy to do. And everybody's replaying that chicken sketch from SNL and using photographs and billboards now saying the chicken won't debate,
right,
which I am just loving. All of that. It just brings me so much joy. Oh, my goodness. It's already 19 minutes after the hour, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe it?
I know.
Oh, my goodness. We will be right back after this. Guess what?
What?
Did you know that your dog's food could be harming them?
It could be.
Could, right? Well, Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food.
Yep.
When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious. Bonnie and Clyde love it. And Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
And you know what you can do? You can save up to 54%. Yeah, I can speak. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code fitness.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which
which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, little babe, let me light your candle, calls a mama. I'm sure all the hand and that is around.
It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie sitting in. She will be back tomorrow. She had a fantastic show in Atlanta. And Fred, were you there? Fred?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. How was the show?
The show was awesome. Better than I thought it would be. My wife, who is not a Steph head, but went with me anyway,
right on,
which is blown away. And she just, wow. You know, Steph walked, when she first came on the stage, she walked right by us. And my wife goes, "That's Stephanie Miller? Wow, she looks good."
Yeah. Right on. Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Okay, Stephanie and the entire cast, Fugelsang, Sparks, and what's your name?
Frangela.
Frangela. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone killed it. It was great.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for letting us know. Oh, yes. We were so excited to get him.
It was better than we anticipated.
Oh, good. Awesome. That's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much for calling, Fred. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures. It looked fun. It looked very, very fun.
Yeah. I mean, the lighting scheme was amazing. Saw that.
And they had backs to their chairs, which is also nice.
Yeah, well, we usually ask for stools, and you know,
it's easier to sit back.
Unless you lean back.
And then you can just be like. So we have some sort of breaking news that just dropped a few minutes ago. Yeah. Joe Biden just did a Washington Post op-ed mm-hmm. about the Supreme Court. And he's called out the court's rulings in the immunity case, the abortion's rights, and he believes in three things right now, and I am with him on all of those.
Yeah.
Term limits,
yep.
And his idea is very much, I think Jamie Raskin has brought this up and a few other people, where you have a term for 18 years. Mm-hmm. So each president gets to, every couple of years, appoint a new Supreme Court justice. Now, obviously, with this current setup, because they were promised a lifetime appointment, it would, I don't know if the grandfathering in the, of the clauses would work. But the other thing he wants is code of conduct. Hi, a binding one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
No, I think that's the very least we can do.
I agree. It's a little, the fact that it's all, even he writes, he goes, I'm calling for a binding code of conduct for the Supreme Court. This is common sense. The court's current voluntary ethics code is weak and self-enforced. Yeah, because they're not doing it.
Right.
At least the people that we know are screwing up aren't recusing themselves or doing what every other federal judge has to by law. Mm-hmm. They have a code of ethics. They have to recuse themselves, even if it's an appearance, just an appearance.
Yeah.
Even if it's not really bad for them. And the last thing that he wants to do, which I agree, is a constitutional amendment called No One Is Above the Law, which basically would state former presidents may be tried for crimes committed while in office, saying that a president's power is limited and not absolute, and justices should have limits to how long they may serve. So the No One Is Above the Law amendment, I think, could pass relatively quickly. I don't know. The fastest amendment that passed was voting age going down to 18.
Yeah.
That took only 3 months.
Yeah.
Which is amazingly fast. But we were at war.
But there was the whole Vietnam thing going on.
18-year-olds weren't allowed to vote for people sending them to war at that point.
Yeah,
so
that did not seem right at all.
No, it did not. I agree completely with that statement.
Uh-huh.
I agree with the president for doing this. And Vice President Harris is also, it's just reported that she's also up for reforming the court. And I think it's good. Now he can do sorts of things. You know, now he's not running again. He can do whatever.
He's unencumbered.
He's unencumbered.
We got an unencumbered president now.
See that whole jar of F's?
Yeah.
He has none to give anymore. Nope. He is fine, everybody. It's 29 minutes after the hour. Up next, Rude Pundit on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A study committee is looking into possibly regulating artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. The goal is to ensure AI doesn't harm consumers or data. Look for public hearings around the state. You're likely hearing more about Project 2025. It's a sweeping far-right plan which calls for everything from replacing civil servants with political appointees to dismantling the Department of Education. David Nevins publishes The Fulcrum, which is analyzing Project 2025.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, even though most of its authors served in his former administration. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A final update on that police chase turned standoff from last week. Last Tuesday night, a man led police on a chase in Baraboo. Authorities say that man was 32-year-old Jeffrey Miller. Police say he ended up shooting an officer in the arm before running into the woods. After extensive searches, a couple days later, Miller turned up in the village of Amherst. Authorities there say he shot at law enforcement again and barricaded himself in a home. A standoff lasted nearly 24 hours Thursday into Friday. When officials entered that home, they found Miller's body in the attic. They were able to lift the shelter-in-place order for neighbors. And two planes had to make an emergency landing in Dodge County. Luckily, everybody's okay. The sheriff's office says someone called authorities after seeing a plane flying too low and the engine just didn't sound right. Soon after, two planes landed in a field. The first plane was having engine issues and the second was traveling with him. The pilots were on their way back to Georgia after EAA Air Venture. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Burlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burlo. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend. And will Vice President Harris have a new VP? We'll catch up to speed. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
.gov.
You know, I have 50,000 people
Elvis didn't have 50, and he had a guitar. I had no guitar. I didn't have to use it. Elvis had a guitar. He had a lot. We love Elvis, right? But he had a guitar. I don't have a guitar.
What?
Yeah, he's crazy.
What the F is he talking about?
I know. He's talking about how he has 50,000 people, apparently, but Elvis never got 50,000 people, which I disagree with completely.
I think I can look that up real quick.
Yeah, and then because he had a guitar, but Donald doesn't have a guitar, but he gets... Somebody over here might know how to explain these things.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hey, Rude, don't say things bad.
Elvis's biggest crowd was 60,000 at the Pontiac, yeah. Silverdome or whatever it was.
And he didn't have 50,000, you know?
Right. No.
I saw where he was speaking. It looked like an oversized high school gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was. And I think he had there were a few thousand, you know, stupid enough to stand outside and listen to him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he went with the lie when he was in New York, saying there were 25,000 people there. It was maybe 2,500 people.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Or when he was in New Jersey and said that there was 100,000 people on a beach in an area that can only hold 20,000.
Right.
It's even when the numbers are impressive on their own, He has to inflate it. He has to say something stupid and weird. And I love weird. God, I love weird.
Weird is so perfect.
Because it's getting under their skin, both him and J.D. Vance. It's getting under their skin.
Because it's not us going, oh, how dare you? Oh, they said they're going to take away democracy. We're so angry, which we are. But that's what they want.
Right.
They want to own the libs by making us angry.
Angry.
They can post their little rage memes.
Yes.
And instead what we're doing is, you guys are just so weird. What's wrong with you?
Well, and him admitting that he doesn't like people laughing at him was the dumbest thing I think he said out loud to anybody. Yeah. I don't like being laughed at. Oh, we're going to laugh at you, man.
Yeah.
Because he's
it's
weird.
What we have left. It's the end of it, man. It's the end of it when they finally discover, sorry, spoiler, that if they laugh at it, it reduces him to the tiny little thing they can kill.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. So you're very happy about what happened with regards to Vice President Harris becoming the number one on the ticket. And I pleasantly surprised, shocked that it took 24 hours, if that long, for everybody to coalesce. You had a great piece about it. I mean, you were one of the people that was like, yeah, Biden, you should probably step aside. You know.
But it had to be him doing it.
Right.
And it had to be, and I think Chris was saying this too, it had to be Harris.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, if it hadn't been Kamala Harris, there it goes. I mean, the election was over at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to deny my vote because I voted for her in the primary.
Our guessing game and our rooting for someone is for the vice presidential
pick. Of course.
You know, that's where we have our own camps, which is fine. That's fine.
Well, I mean, she was the obvious choice. We all knew that if Joe Biden decided to stay in the race, that there was a possibility that she would become president because we already knew that 4 years ago.
Yes.
It's just...
Yeah. We understood the assignment, we got it. We know that if Biden stays in, we're voting for Biden with the idea that we know Kamala is ready.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Now it's and the whole stuff, I mean, she's already raised over $200 million with the Donald's people saying, oh, she can't use Biden's coffers. As we were saying earlier, she doesn't need it. She raised double what they already had in the bank. So even if they say, you can't use that money, which they can't because she was on the ticket, it is her money to be able to use, according to lawyers that know way better than I do. So she can still use that $95 million. But if they say, no, you can't, she's got $200 million. I am one of the people that donated as well.
Me too.
I couldn't. I was like, boom, here you go.
you know.
In that first 24 hours, I donated. Yep.
Same here. And it is weird that herding cats worked this time, because Democrats usually don't fall in line like this. This is very Republican-esque.
Yeah, I know. Like, what's going on here?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, this is where I think it comes in that, you know, and I think you guys brought it up earlier, that it was probably that Biden had everything laid out. I mean, that's what we want to believe. We want to believe that there was a plan. You know, I think Jamelle Bouie from the New York Times posted a video about this too, and it was that I'm sure that all kind when they knew the decision was going to be made, that all kinds of favors were called in, and also Biden's been at this forever.
Right.
He knows the game, and he knows the Democratic Party, and he knows that how easily they can tear themselves apart.
Right.
And he looked to head that off before it could even happen.
Right. No, and I agree. I think that and waiting until after the RNC was smart.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah. That was such a if that was the plan, that was chef's kiss brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, it was okay, let's let them waste all of their fire and all of their money on something that is ultimately going to be completely useless. And then of course they got the bonus of Trump undermining whatever goodwill he might have had after the assassination attempt.
Right.
By just being himself.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. He's very, 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 very upset that people are questioning whether or not he was actually hit with a bullet. Apparently ketchup is being thrown against walls at Mar-a-Lago or wherever he is at the moment. So I find it, you know, because the FBI did say he was hit with a bullet, but it's so well healed already.
You know, no matter what he was hit with,
he was shot at.
It's scary.
Yes.
He didn't need
absolutely.
It.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm actually of the opinion now, and this is not meant to be a conspiracy theory, but looking at his ear now, I'm like, maybe it was just a little bit of viscera and blood from somebody else who got hitting him.
Oh, poor.
I mean, it's awful. And, you know, people got shot.
Yes.
Right. One person died. And that's horrible.
Absolutely.
But it's also like, if there's no visible wound there.
Yeah, there's no visible. And it's only a couple of weeks old. You'd think there'd be at least a scab or something on his ear. And I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. So I'm like, it doesn't even look like anything was cut. So.
So you're saying that he's like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction after he accidentally shot the guy in the back of the car.
And it all went everywhere.
And it all went.
He got like brain matter in his hair and stuff like that.
Yeah. So when he went to feel what hit him,
right.
Something did hit him, but it was blood and other stuff. And the blood on him wasn't his. Again, this is just me spitballing because until we get the hospital report, the actual hospital report, we don't know.
We don't.
And so, you know, we don't know what his injury was. I mean, they might not, the hospital might not be able to determine what exactly did it, but it would at least be, say, what the actual injury was.
Yeah, that something happened to his ear. You threaded, once again, if you take a bullet, you're actively leaping in front of a shot to defend somebody.
Right.
The Secret Service were willing to take a bullet. That firefighter took a bullet for his family, as you write, and Trump did nothing of the sort. And for him to say, I took a bullet for democracy, I cringe when I hear him say that, because he didn't.
No, you didn't take a bullet for democracy. You didn't take a bullet. You got shot at. Again, it is horrible.
Absolutely.
It is awful. It shouldn't have happened. But just to sit there and, you know, make a big deal like you leapt in front of, you know, Lady Liberty and took, first of all, he's not leaping anywhere.
No.
And second of all, he's never going to take a bullet for anyone. He would be like Martin Sheen at the end of
Dead Zone.
Holding up a child to defend his body.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That Trump is exactly who Martin Sheen was playing in that movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I agree with you completely. No, it's gross that he is using that. And he even said, well... Here, wait, hold on here. Where did I put it in here? It's around. Oh, here it is. Can we play three?
They all say, I think he's changed. I think he's changed since 2 weeks ago. Something affected him. No, I haven't changed. Maybe I've gotten worse, actually, because I get angry.
See? Yeah. I mean, he's admitting that he's not a nice human being right there, and that he's afraid when you, if you laugh at him. He doesn't like that. It's just, it's he boggles my mind that people still follow him.
And that there's no humility about it. He had a brief moment of humility saying, you know, the, all of the BS that God intervened. Right. And he was like, okay, God intervened with you, but, you know, lets all those children die all the time.
And the firefighter behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the firefighter there. And it's not just that. It's like, so you're admitting that you went through this near-death experience, and it did nothing for you. Not 2 weeks later, it did nothing to you. And it's like, how do we have any empathy for that at all? It's like, we are human beings. We feel things. This is something that it seems anti-human even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Really, really weird.
Yeah. Some people are saying, let's put that on a bumper sticker. Donald and JD are weird.
Yeah.
They're just weird.
They're weird weirdos. And the whole MAGA movement is a bunch of weirdos.
They are.
It really is. It really is. And it's sad to me, the people that still believe what he's saying, believe all this stuff. I mean, JD Vance saying that Kamala Harris wants to get rid of the child tax credit. No, she doesn't.
Yeah, what? No.
No?
No. When he voted to actually
extend it
against the child tax credit, it's like, it's almost like something from that brain of his when he had his transgender friend and was seemed more open-minded crept in.
Right.
And took over for just a moment, you know?
Yeah, he says he still is friends with Sophia, apparently. But yeah, he had some nasty words about the police. He hated them back when Michael Brown was killed. He said, I hate the police given the number of negative experiences I've had in the past few years. I can't imagine what a black guy. He could never get away with saying that now.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
But there's also a part of me that wonders if he's the kind of person that when he's talking to someone, he just says what they want to hear. And everything seems transactional with him.
Oh, so Trumpian.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what makes him, in some ways, I could see why Trump would have seen him as the perfect running mate.
Well, the fact that he blamed Biden for the initial shooting. Remember, it was Biden's fault or whatever. And that's the other thing that's really strange with the Secret Service and the local police not talking to each other that day. It's what is going on with that? That's nuts.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure there's something, there's some kind of breakdown in communication. Something happened that is a genuine scandal. I mean, it was scandalous when things broke down during Obama's administration. And it was revealed that, you know, there was funding issues. Mm-hmm. There was all kinds of issues about the stress of the job that weren't being dealt with. Yeah. Yeah, and I would say it probably ends up going back to Republicans not allowing budgets for certain things.
Most likely. I mean, you know, Donald wants to get rid of the FBI. And initially, with his close group of Secret Service, he and his son, at least he and Eric, were saying there was no problem with the Secret Service. Well, there was a breakdown somewhere.
Yeah.
Something happened. And, it's almost like... Like, why isn't this an issue that this is one of those things that should be totally bipartisan?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You saw the way Democrats went at the head of the Secret Service.
Yeah.
They weren't holding back.
Nope.
It was a bipartisan thing. And I sit there and I think about things. I think about the immunity decision. And, you know, Joe Biden just put out that editorial today calling for a constitutional amendment to take away immunity from presidents. And I'm like, why wouldn't that be a bipartisan thing? Why wouldn't everybody want that? Why wouldn't you want the Constitution to specifically say the president, no matter which party the president's from, is not above the law? And Republicans will just make it into, oh, you just want to get Trump. And it's like,
and
you want to make sure nobody else can do anything either.
Exactly. Now, the fact that it isn't bipartisan like you want it should be. This is ridiculous.
Right.
But this is very specific. If Joe Biden were to try some of the things that technically, legally, he can do now, It would go back up to the Supreme Court, and they'd be like, no, you can't do that. But he can. I mean, because they ruled it specifically for Donald.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. And they left it open where, well, if other things get to us, we'll just declare those unofficial acts.
Right, right.
You know.
And that's why they're sending it back down to Chutkan to decide what she wants to decide, and then it'll end up back up.
And it'll get back up to her, and we'll, you know, it'll be 3 years before, you know, anything, before it either ends or... whatever.
Or whatever. Exactly.
Whatever. I mean, this is the way we are about these cases now. It's like, what you know, are they going to, is something going to happen with the New York case because of Hope Hicks's testimony, which it shouldn't, but who the hell knows?
Right.
Who the hell knows? That's one of the things that Biden does in that editorial in the Washington Post is he says essentially the Supreme Court has gone so rogue on so many things that it's something has to be done.
Yes.
You know, the ethics and term limits and, again, things that why wouldn't you want an ethics code for the Supreme Court? How could that not be a completely bipartisan thing?
It's because this Supreme Court is very, very conservative and they don't care.
Yeah.
That's
right. But the thing is with the ethics code is all of Clarence Thomas's effery would be grandfathered in. And he would just be like, hey, from here on out, Clarence, play it cool with the billionaire money.
Right.
And you know, Clarence, what they're worried about is Clarence Thomas saying, no, F you, I like billionaire money, I'm out.
Right, right. No, I agree. Oh, my goodness, it's already 50 minutes after the hour, Rude.
Time flies, Jody, when you're talking.
And you're going to be in New York this weekend for Sexy Liberal.
Yes.
I will be on stage. I will be up there thumb wrestling with Dean and Malcolm and Noel Asler, who I've never met. I've never met Noel, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. So everybody in New York, go get your tickets if you haven't gotten them yet and get the meet and grubs because that's the funner part.
Or everybody in the tri-state area, as they say.
Ooh, Connecticut,
and
Jersey.
And Town Hall is a great venue.
Awesome.
I'm actually really excited because I've seen so many shows there, and it's like, oh, I get to be on stage.
That's exciting.
You get to be in the green rooms where your favorite artists have milled about.
Wow.
That's the fun part. That's always the fun part.
Kind of awesome. Yeah.
All right, Rude. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rude.
See you next week,
sir.
Bye. It is 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show is brought to you by Roundhouse Morning Kick.
Yeah.
Wow. This is the stuff that Stephanie drinks constantly.
Right, it's in her big jug.
The big giant thing that looks like a keg.
Yep.
You can sometimes see it off to her right.
That's right.
When we're on the TV machine. So basically, this stuff is a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful.
Yeah.
It combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for Ms. Miller. She loves it, and it tastes great. So if you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. They have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you know how much I love wine, you know how excited I am to talk to Damien from my favorite. Oh, my God. This is my favorite new rosé, Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé. Hi, Damien.
Hi, Stephanie.
I thought I was a Chardonnay girl. You have won me over entirely. And I read a tweet. Janine said, the good news is my six bottles of Chateau Auguste Rosé arrived yesterday. The bad news is I may drink them all today. Can you get more offer codes? Maybe the other varietals. I think I may go through a lot of them by November. You make a lot of great wines. I'm excited to get into the reds as we get into fall. But, I mean, this rosé is just a perfect summer wine, isn't it?
Sure. No, it's a perfect summer wine. It's made with Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot grapes. So it's not usual for a rosé because it's normally more for red grapes, for red wines. And, that's why we tried to change the techniques few years ago because we just want to make something different. We get the right fruit, right color, and right... taste.
One of the things I loved is that you play music to the vines twice a day. This is a scientific process. Tell us about that.
We work with Genodix, who is a company who made the box for the music on the vineyards. It's more frequencies and vibrations. So, and we play two times per day when the sun rises and the sun is down. Yeah, and it helps the vines to have a better immunity. So it's good for the health of the vines.
I cannot recommend this Grand Rosé highly enough. Again, my SiriusXM listeners get over 50% off. Go to vs.wine. 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Best wine by varietal, gold medal, best in show by quality. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 57 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in with Chris Lavoie for Ms. Miller, who will be back tomorrow after her stupendous show in Atlanta. And she's got a show in New York this weekend. Rude will be there, like we said. Rude, Dino Vidala, Malcolm Nance.
Noel Castler,
and the rest of everybody. It's going to be a smash.
It's going to be a hoot.
It will.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a hoot nanny. It's going to be awesome. So, yes, if you live in the tri-state area or Los Angeles, go to New York. Just do it.
Yeah, there are lots of nonstops between L.A. and
There's
New York.
There's a ton of nonstops between L.A. and New York. You can land in Jersey. You can land in New York. I mean, there's tons of places.
You can land in LaGuardia.
You can.
And that's relatively close to Manhattan.
It's way close. Mm-hmm. I like landing there.
Yeah.
I'd land in all of those places.
I've only landed at JFK and at New York. I've never been to LaGuardia.
I have. It's a decent little airport.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, they completely redone it.
Yeah, I haven't been
and
in a
while.
And
it's like an absolute palace now, which nobody ever has described LaGuardia as that.
Well, that is a true statement. Nobody, It is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Christina Dolhausen will join us from the Stoughton Opera House.
And we'll have more news in Media World.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabidada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.